The name Jack Kilby may not be familiar to most Americans, but they know who he is in Great Bend, Kansas. Kilby is the inventor of the microchip and a Nobel laureate. He grew up in Great Bend, a small town on the prairie, which turned out this weekend to honor its most famous son. T.R. Reid of the Washington Post is there. He wrote a book about Jack Kilby. Good morning.
Hi, Bob. Yeah, you're right. This is Great Bend is at a town in the middle of Kansas where there happens to be a bend in the river. Now, you and I might call this river the Arkansas River, but here it's known as the Arkansas. I want to make that point clearly.
Okay.
Great Bend is a town, this little town with a grain elevator at one end and a Walmart on the other and the Barton County Courthouse in the middle. And the only thing that ever came out of this town for hundreds of years was wheat, corn, and Milo. And then in the 1941 class at Great Bend High School was this kid, Jack Kilby. He wanted to be an engineer. He applied to MIT, and they turned him down. He joined the Army and learned electronics in the Army, went on to Texas Instruments, and invented the microchip. He changed the daily life of the world. He's Thomas Edison. He's Alexander Graham Bell. And people in America have never heard of this guy. Even in Great Bend, they hadn't heard of him. But you're right. Now they know.
Is he still inventing?
He also invented the pocket calculator, among many other things. He's got 60 patents, but this the most famous patent, the Kilby patent, is the patent for the integrated circuit, the microchip, and it's made trillions of dollars for the United States. It's an incredibly important invention. People ought to know this man.
And how does Great Bend feel about him?
Great Bend is so proud of Jack now. It took them a while. They didn't know for a while that this important figure came out of their little town, but this weekend, you know, the Pizza Hut and the Walmart and the Krispy Kreme donuts, they all say, "Welcome home, Jack Kilby, we're proud of you." They're really giving him a welcome, but they had a huge controversy about the Jack Kilby Memorial, Bob. They had this plan to change the name of Great Bend High School to Kilby High School, which I thought was a great idea myself. But the guy who didn't like this idea was Jack Kilby, because wherever Jack goes, whenever anybody gives him a prize or an award, he always says, "Oh, I'm not worth the fuss. I'm just an ordinary guy." So when they wanted to change the name of the high school, Jack said, "Oh, no, this is totally wrong, because when Great Bend plays Dodge City, we got to say it's Great Bend. They don't want to be Kilby."
So how was the weekend? What kind of celebrations did you have there?
Well, the class of 41, these people are 78 years old, and they turned out about 45 of their 100 class members to honor their classmate. And let's see, they didn't change the name of the school, but they changed the name of the town square. This is very important around the Barton County Courthouse, to Jack Kilby Square, and they're putting in a larger-than-life statue, which is really big in this case because Jack is 6 feet seven. And they really did him up proud, and he went back to his high school. The kids gave him a standing ovation, which was nice. And finally, there's one place in America that recognizes that this guy is a hero.
Thank you, sir.
Sure, Bob.
T.R. Reid is author of The Chip, How Two Americans Invented the Microchip and Launched a Revolution.